Blog Talk Radio.
Oh. Off on a different tangent today, huh? Well, hello, this is George Gamond, and I've got a bunch of things to talk about today. The theme of the show is about loyalty. How fun is that? How did I get into this whole concept of loyalty and talking about it? I have some articles on loyalty. We're going to define the word a little bit, the concept, the idea of loyalty. We'll talk more about it. The articles I have more about loyalty in a relationship, but we can have all kinds of relationships. So we'll, you know, it doesn't necessarily have to be romantic or our life partner or all that sort of thing. But we'll talk about how to be more loyal, what it means to be loyal. I had a quote. A couple of things kind of got me inspired about talking about this today. First of all, I wrote this morning and I placed it on Facebook, if I can find what I wrote and talk to you about it. I have another statement for you, and just think about this one. What do you miss most in life? Okay, what do you miss most in life? I know this is loyalty, but this came up with the idea that I miss being around people who help me laugh, who help me belly laugh. I think that's a cool thing, right? So if we can laugh more, if you want to call in, we can just kind of be more humorous today, kind of in that mood today where I want to keep things to the light and fun and not so much about all those big problems that people have, but more about fun stuff. So if you want to have fun, call in. We're going to talk about loyalty and what that means. We can do that. Okay, so what else? Where was my other quote? Where are you? Oh, I was reading this article about, just off the wall stuff, and I know I'll get into it in a moment, but about loyalty. But this other thing I posted on Facebook about DNA tests proved that this retired postman in Tennessee had over 1,300 illegitimate children. Can you imagine? That was back in the 1960s. Now he's 87, but I'm thinking to myself, that is amazing. Okay, so loyalty today was about loyalty to all God's creatures, and I'll get into that. Display empathy, kindness, love, and compassion to all life forms. The result is loyalty and trust extended back to you. That was my quote for the day. So think about that one for a while. You know what? I'm going to put that in the box, the little chat room box, so you can look at it if you want to. This is what kind of the show is based on partly. See if that works. Oh, yes, it did work. Cool. How cool is that? So how did I get to this whole thing about loyalty and so forth? What was I thinking about? Oh, okay. I was thinking about animals, believe it or not. I saw pictures of this penguin that every year would come back, and the man who rescued the penguin. And he would make this journey back to see this penguin. Now, that's loyalty. And let me define loyalty, and then we'll get a little bit more about God's creatures, animals, and how they show loyalty to humans. And that's one of the things I wanted to talk about. So let's delve into that. Okay, so where is it? Okay, where's my quote? If I can find it. Oh, okay, this is Wikipedia, and I thought Wikipedia, of all the things that I looked at about loyalty, was probably the best quote, best definition. Loyalty is devotion and faithfulness to a cause, country, group, or person. Okay. Philosophers disagree that you can what can be an object of loyalty, as some argue that loyalty is strictly interpersonal and other human beings can be the object of loyalty. But I was thinking about animals. Now, what do you think about that? Anybody have any examples? You want to call in and talk about this? Talk about loyalty to animals. Do everybody have a dog? Anybody out there have a dog? Talk about a sense of loyalty that your dog is faithful to you, right? Isn't that amazing how faithful dogs can be to humans? I was seeing this picture of this man who rescued a kitten, and after he raised this kitten and, you know, took care of it, took it to the vet, fed it, and so forth and on. And then you could see the sense of loyalty this kitten had to this human that saved it. Same thing with wild animals, right? People rescue raccoons, squirrels, lions, bears, everything. And that act of, what did I talk about? The act of empathy, understanding, oh, wow, that animal is in need. I can sense that the animal is in need. Now you could apply that to humans, too. It's not just about animals, of course. But I'm using the examples, and this is where I got thinking about this idea of loyalty and emphasizing how to create more loyalty, especially in a relationship. And okay, so empathy is applied, right? And then there's this thought about kindness, being kind to the animal, and then compassion. Compassion is one of the biggest words here, because you can have empathy towards an animal suffering, okay, or another human. I mean, it doesn't have to be animals, right? And you can have kind thoughts about them, correct? But then on top of that goes one step I'll get there in a minute. Kindness and a sense of love towards them, right? And then compassion means that compassion, you really extend yourself to do something. Compassion towards an animal would be to rescue that animal, care for that animal, make sure it's healthy again, raise it so it can be an adult and function on its own. So how does compassion, how does that all apply to people? Well, we have empathy for other people, right? We feel for them. We show kindness towards them. And this could be in a relationship or could be people that you just meet. But, and then show love. Now, all of this is expression of love. And I threw the word love in here, but all of this is an expression of love and compassion. Really, really feeling for another person, right? Extending yourself for someone else, showing them. And you do this every day with your partners and your friends and your family members. So that's kind of where I'm going with this idea of loyalty. So we'll talk more about that. Now, if you want to call in, if you have something that you want to talk about that's kind of related, but we'll want to stay very positive today and upbeat and fun. And I think loyalty in a sense of as faithfulness is knowing, okay, well, the articles talk about that. So I won't get too much into the articles without jumping into the articles. But it's about loyalty. And so I want you to – oh, I had another quote I wanted to do today before I got into the articles about loyalty and the defining more about loyalty in a relationship, if I can find the quote. It's from the Abraham material. Let's see if it's the right one. Oops, wrong one. I think it was yesterday's quote. Let's see if I can find yesterday's quote, and then we'll do that. Nope, must be today's. Okay, apologize for that. I know one of these quotes really applied. Your happiness is the most significant contribution that you can make. Now, what does that do with loyalty? Well, we'll see if I can tie this together. Your happiness is the most significant contribution that you can make. Now, let's frame that around a little bit of being with other people, being happy, right? In your reaching for happiness, you are opening a vortex which makes you an avenue for well-being to flow through you. And everything that is an object of attraction under these conditions benefits by the infusion of your well-being. So let me tie that to loyalty. And I said that loyalty is empathy, it's kindness, it's compassion. But you have to be happy. You have to be in a good place. You have to be in a really good vibrational place to show those other things to other people or animals. You have to be in a positive place for them to reciprocate and show loyalty to you. If you're negative, you know, all that negative stuff and low vibrational place, people are not going to feed back to you loyalty. Okay? So that loyalty is something that you have to extend yourself to create loyalty from animals, people. And it's like even in a country, right? Even in a country, are you loyal to a country? Now, as they said, philosophers don't agree with the idea of loyalty to a country, but if you're loyalty to a principles of the country, that country has to offer you back something, something positive, something, you know, if the country is not offering you positive vibrations, if the country is offering you very negative attitudes and something that you can't totally believe with in or with, how can you be loyal to it? How can you extend your loyalty if you're not receiving compassion, if you're not receiving kindness, if you're not receiving back from the country to extend loyalty? And we do it and we receive it that way. We are loyal to things and people and situations where we feel that we're being expressed faithfulness, kindness, compassion. Okay, I know I'm off in a totally different direction, but I felt like being at a different direction today. I felt like being a little different place today, break the mold a little bit, get into a little different direction. That's why I wanted to talk about this concept of loyalty and the energy that's behind it and the vibrational energy that's behind loyalty. So let me get into some articles. We'll talk more about it. If you want to call in, and so what do you miss in life? That was the one statement I made. What do you miss? As I said, I miss people, that friends that just crack me up, that can make me laugh. Okay? What do you think? What do you miss? What do you enjoy in life that you haven't had in a while? What do you miss? Is it a vacation? I don't really want to get too maudlin here about things and say, oh, I miss my husband who died. No, what do you miss? What things do you miss that you can recreate or can be created for you and help you in some way? Let's just frame it that way for a moment. Just what do you miss in life that you can recapture and bring into your life? Like, for example, people who crack me up, that make me laugh, that help me laugh, belly laugh. Now, that's something that's possible. Sometimes you can miss people in your past, but you may not necessarily bring them back. You can't bring them back into your reality. But there's things that you can miss that you could recreate and bring into your reality. So let's talk about that. If you want to call in, what do you miss? Now, let's just keep it kind of positive, very positive energy here about this sort of thing. So what do you miss? You know, my position, my job, what I do and how I define myself, and it goes along with all this, is an intuitive performance coach. It's helping you get from here to there. It's helping you create the life that you want. And sometimes what you miss is what you want. So how can I help you do that? And it, being the intuitive part, people ask me, George, well, we need an answer. Give me an answer and I'll – and the channel – I channel information for people. I'm always channeling when I'm talking to people about questions and problems. You know, they're going, well, what does spirit say? Well, that's what I'm doing. I'm channeling. So when I'm helping you to raise your level of performance, reaching and getting what you want in life, filling in those things that you miss that you don't have. Maybe you want more money. Is that what you miss? Maybe it's a better relationship. Is that what you miss? But these are things that you can manifest in your life. It's things that you actually can manifest. And my job is to help you to manifest. I know I'm going way off the track of loyalty here. But loyalty for me towards you is empathy. I understand what's going on. I can be empathetic to your problems, right? I can show kindness and love and accept that, yeah, what's important to you is really important to you. May not be so important to me, but it's important to you. And then the compassion part would be the part on my side of trying to help you raise your vibration, raise your level, raise your performance in life to attain those things and manifest those things back into your life, whatever they may be. That's what I call myself, an intuitive performance coach. And the intuitive part is really the part of a connecting with spirit, my spirit guides, my spirit group, the Adonis group, to help you with that. Okay? Got it? That's what I do. Somebody asked me what I did the other day, and I explained to them, this is what I do. They think of me strictly as a psychic, but a psychic can give you predictions. Well, actually, spirit will give you predictions, but it's based on you achieving those predictions, of you making them real by believing in them. There's a sense of loyalty, too, to an outcome, faithfulness, sticking to the outcome that you want, knowing that that outcome can come to a belief system that, yes, it will happen. It can happen. So let's get back to relationships, personal relationships. We'll talk more about that and give you some keys on doing that and what loyalty means in a relationship. It's an article, WikiHow, to do anything. And the author of the article was Jessica B. Casey, M.A., Clinical Mental Health Counseling. Okay, well, she reviewed the article, but the agreement with the article. You know, sometimes what they WikiHow has presented things, and then somebody reviews it. Okay, loyalty is pretty well understood at a conceptual level by most people. It does not have nuances. It does have nuances, however. Each one of us has our own personal interpretations of where the lines begin and end. However, there are many pretty clear definitions, habits, and practices to remember when considering how loyalty works in a relationship. Now, when we're talking relationship here, it could be boyfriend and girlfriend. It could be siblings. It could be with parents. It could be with children. So think about it. Now, this is geared towards relationships between couples, but it can go beyond that. So the first step that they talk about is define loyalty for yourself. The dictionary definition includes external obligations, both personal and civil. External obligations, however, can feel like forced behavior. Loyalty to a country, right? Well, loyalty to a country means that there's obligations involved in that. If you're loyal, maybe you serve in the military. Maybe you do volunteer work. So there's a certain sense of loyalty to something like that. But we're going to go beyond that. The real importance of loyalty is in a relationship is internal, your own moral compass regarding these personal obligations. Not necessarily agree with the word obligations, but we'll use it. Know that love, dedication, devotion, commitment are personal choices. Ooh. These cannot be held by the outside source. They must come from within. Therefore, first and foremost, you must understand that your personal idea of loyalty and adapt change to circumstances only as long as you don't conflict with your moral compass. That all makes rather sense, doesn't it? Personal loyalty. And as I started this whole discussion about loyalty and animals, and how we treat others will create loyalty to us, right? If you treat an animal, care for an animal, show compassion to an animal, you'll get loyalty. And I was thinking about, and as I said, the penguin that comes back every year to see the man that rescued him. It happens with wolves. It happens with raccoons. It happens with squirrels. Yeah, there was an article about a squirrel that kept coming back to see the man who rescued the squirrel. That's a sense of loyalty. Yeah. Changing your concept of loyalty to make someone else happy will lead you to unhappiness down the road. Well, that's pretty self-explanatory. Changing your concept of loyalty. Be realistic and honest with yourself and know what you can or can't change in your beliefs. Now, that's extending loyalty to other people. If in your value system, if you display loyalty to something, to someone else, and it goes against your personal value system, then you're going to be unhappy. You're not going to be a positive person, right? Treat your partner as you wish to be treated. Now, that sounds very familiar at this time of the year, doesn't it? Treat your partner as you wish to be treated. This is WikiHow, and it was, as I mentioned, it's all about relationships, loyalty in a relationship. but you could extend it beyond relationships to any kind of relationship, actually. Once you know what loyalty means to you, you must also know how you expect to be treated. Really. That in turn tells you how you need to treat your partner. For example, if you want to be able to rely on your partner's support, you should show your partner that you support him or her emotionally or them and financially in good times as well as bad times. Your loyalty, how do you want to be treated? How do you want somebody else to treat you, as in being loyal to you, faithful to you? So you treat them in a manner that you want to be treated. Most of us kind of think, that's different. That's a different approach to this whole subject of relationships, right? Loyalty in that way, right? Okay, moving right along. Oops, wrong one. Another article I'm going to get to, hopefully. Or I would take your calls and we'll talk a little bit about, the main topic is about loyalty, but I want also the subtopic here is, what do you miss in life? What is missing that can be recreated, that you can bring into your life? Like my comment was, people who help me belly laugh. Okay, so what do you miss? What can you create? Maybe there's some spirit can comment for you on, okay, how do you do that? How can you create more of that in your life? The next point in the article is, be realistic. There are very few absolutes in life, but one you can count on is this: no one is perfect. Your partner has strengths and weaknesses, admirable qualities and faults. Don't expect them to be anything but human. In turn, don't expect yourself to be anything but human. Now, loyalty is like this faithfulness to something, to another person. But you have to be realistic, right? You have to be realistic. I'm a human. I can't do everything. Accept your partner for who they are, warts and all. Our imperfections define as much as our strengths do. Showing that you accept it all unconditionally greatly strengthens your mutual feelings of loyalty. You know where the limits are. You're realistic. Well, if your partner thinks that loyalty from you would be you're going to give them $100,000 a year and you're not capable of doing that, then you're not being realistic and they're not being realistic. So that there has to be a realistic agreement how I can extend my loyalty to you, how you can extend it to me. If I'm expecting something from you that you're incapable of doing, then it becomes unrealistic. So you have to agree on this. Be realistic. What do you expect from each other? What are your displays of loyalty that you can realistically accept from each other and expect from each other? Stay committed was part number four. There is a reason why you love your partner or friend or family member, right? Remind yourself of this regularly as you take the time to reinforce what your partner means to you. Think about your partner. What do they mean to you? What does that member of the family mean to you? Not necessarily what you get from it, but what do they mean to you? When you smile, what about them makes you smile? What about them makes you feel good, right? Having regular dates with one another, setting aside time to talk about each other's days, and showing each other appreciation are good ways to reinforce your relationship. Now, I started the show talking about relationships from a little different perspective of even with your pets, other God's creatures, all animals, all life forms. Now, you can apply that here too. Make sure that if you have a dog or a cat or whatever it is you're being, they're extending loyalty to you and you're being loyal to them, showing compassion, showing empathy towards them, that you do spend time with them. You do continue to honor that relationship with whatever it might be. It could be your parrot, right? It could be your dog, could be your cat, it could be your squirrel. I don't know. But there's a need to continuously nurture that relationship, even in the non-human relationships that you have, right? Method two is demonstrating your care. And we'll just get into this a little bit. I'm just going to make sure of my time so that I can get into one of the other articles. But I'll do a few more minutes of this one, and I'll jump into the other article about loyalty. It's loyalty in a relationship, and relationship matters. And by Dr. Gerstein, PhD, and we'll get into that in a few minutes. And I'll just hit the high points on that article about loyalty in a relationship, not getting all the gory details. Okay? Okay, so let me finish a little bit more on this. Demonstrating you care. There's loyalty. You care. How do you care about your country? How do you demonstrate that you care about your country, to show loyalty to your country, right? Or to your friends. It doesn't have to be a relationship with a lover, a partner. Communicate. Ooh, everything evolves around communication, and nothing demonstrates and strengthens loyalty like open communication. Human beings are social animals. We don't just like to share. We need to. It will bring you closer to your partner and to yourself. Let's just take that to another level. Let's just take that to the level of a country. How do you show that? Communicate. Voicing opinions, going to town hall meetings, writing letters, voting. That's how you're communicating with your government, right? On a local level, you're showing loyalty by communicating your feelings. Okay, let's get back to the human level. But you could even talk to your dog, right? They say that dogs recognize the human voice and the words that we say. So even talking to your dog is a form of communicating. Minimizing misunderstandings is easy if there's a regular open communication. The more you know about how and what your partner thinks, the easier it is to avoid conflicts. And we can take that to the other level. The communication, understanding what your government is expecting of you and how your government is feeling on things. And it's also paying attention to communication, right? Sharing details lead to intimacy. Now we're more into a personal level here. Sharing details leads to intimacy. And this in turn leads to even greater intimacy. It is like the aging of fine wine. The longer you do it, the more faithful and wonderful your relationship becomes, and the stronger your loyalty becomes as well. Sharing details, being open from the heart, being open from the soul, not just sharing about, and that's one of it's one of the real difficulties in society and relationships and maintaining relationships, is that people communicate on just the trivial things of life. Well, work today, or the weather, or sports, or social media. But the article is basically showing you that you get to a deeper sense of intimacy with somebody by sharing the details about life, how you're feeling, what's your emotional base, how are you feeling about things. That develops greater loyalty. It develops intimacy. And it develops also empathy towards the other person, because if you know how the person's really feeling on the subject, feeling about you, feeling about things in your lives, you get a deeper sense of the intimacy and the ability to show compassion and kindness to that person. So communication, really important in a relationship, in any kind of relationship. Be honest. That's a good one, right? Being honest. Keep your word and your promises. I was thinking about government, because I'm trying to look at this from different levels. Honesty from government is really important, right? The government that keeps its promises, that says one thing and it does what it says, right? That's what keeps our loyalty to a government, whatever it be, local or state or national, is its ability to promise and then keep its promises. The fastest way to lose loyalty or show you lack it is to constantly let your partner down by lying or breaking your promises. This is in all levels, right? Well, children are amazing that way. How can you get loyalty from your children if you're promising them things and not delivering to them, or over-promising and not having the ability to fulfill what you promised to your children, right? One of the oldest axioms is always keep in mind, only make promises you know you can keep. Politicians don't do that very well, do they? And they wonder why people aren't loyal to politicians and to the government in many cases, because they don't live by that principle. They don't live by only make promises you know you can keep. So it's the same thing in any kind of relationship towards children, towards parents, towards siblings, towards your partner, right? Keep your partner's feelings in mind. For instance, if your partner looks terrible in an outfit, perhaps there's a better way to tell them, I think your other suit is far more handsome and sexy. It's cute, but I think the dress makes you look fabulous. Well, that's not a very good quote. I guess to take their statement is that looks really nice on you, but you know, this other dress, I think it really makes you look sexy. Okay, boom, done. Being honest, right? Being honest. Are we honest? Are we honest with the government? Are we honest with our leaders? I mean, that's a part of loyalty, right? Are we extending honesty to them? Do we just accept what they have to say without questioning it? Learn your partner's likes and dislikes. Now, this could be family members, it could be siblings, it could even be your dog or your cat, right? In this way, building loyalty isn't work, it's fun. Let's get back to that word. My favorite word is fun. The people we do the most for, as with whom we have the greatest affinity, are those that you take the time to know as so well. You can even make a game out of it. Life is a game. What a concept. I love that concept. Surprise your partner with your favorite dish for dinner. Take your partner to a play if they enjoy theater. Avoid Michael Bay movies if your partner hates mindless action-oriented films. Knowing what your partner likes and dislikes. You ever get Christmas presents or holiday gifts or birthday gifts from people that you care about, or you know, and family members, or you know, whoever it was, children or parents, and you look at it like, you don't get me, do you? The last thing on the earth I ever wanted was that. Why did you ever buy that for me? That's your mindset, right? So do we give a lot of thought? Hopefully we all do. When we buy our partner something, or we surprise our partner with something, of something that we know that they enjoy. Now that creates loyalty. When you do that, they'll be faithful to you, and you'll be faithful to them. So that's a key point. Really knowing your partner's likes and dislikes. Now, whatever level that partner is on is really important. Even if you give a gift at work, you're giving, you know, do you really understand that person? Let's say it's the something Santa, Secret Santa. You get a name and a Secret Santa at Christmas time. What do you know about that person? Maybe you need to learn a little bit more about that person before you give them a gift, because you want to extend it. You really want to develop some kind of loyalty and friendship at a deeper level, right? So learn a little bit more about that person before you give them a gift. Know what they like. Good idea. Like if your cat doesn't like a certain amount of cat food, give your cat the food they like. Don't try to keep pushing off on your cat the food that they don't like. My cat's like, sometimes, they shift too, you know. Animals will shift. My dog's pretty good about eating this whatever you give her, but the cats, I know, but it's loyalty. And it's appreciation for you for giving them what they like, right? Okay, moving right along. Oh, let me get into – I'm going to do one more and then I'll get into the other article. Be there emotionally and physically. Providing support is key. Sometimes your partner needs a hug or just needs for you to listen. That's such a key thing in relationships. Just listening, having all the problems solved or fixing all their problems, just giving a hug and listening, or even making them laugh. Understanding what he or she needs and providing it demonstrates and builds tremendous loyalty. Wow. If you see that something is upsetting your partner, don't just wait for him or her to come to you and talk about it. Ask what's wrong. And sometimes they don't want to talk about it. That's fine. Let it go. Maybe just give them a hug, right? Make them laugh. Do whatever it is. Change their state a little bit, emotional state if you can. If they don't want to, give them space. If he or she tells you they don't want to talk about it, then don't force your partner to tell you and give them some space, as I just said. I'm channeling the article. Wait until they are ready and comfortable to tell you. Okay, I'm going to skip to the other article. I could go through the rest of these, but this is another article on loyalty and relationships. And there's some key points, and we'll go through some of them. I know we have a few minutes left in the show and just wanted to touch on some of this. But, and again, we take this loyalty thing to the different levels, the micro being your family, your partner, your children, even the people you work with. And if you want to take it up to the macro, it's towards the government, city, state, country, right? And another micro level I've been talking about is your fur friends, your fur family. Animals, all God's creatures, even plants sometimes. Being loyal means being respectful of your partner's weaknesses and discreetly helping them to compensate for their weaknesses. I love this. This is so cool. For example, if your mate is absent-minded and loses her keys often, or his keys, right? You may help him or her set a system to make it easier for them to find things and help them search when needed without anger or shaming. Well, you lost your keys again. What a jerk you are. Can't you just keep that thing in the same place all the time? I can't believe you just kind of always losing stuff. What a dingbat. That's shaming. So if you know your partner has a weakness, whatever it is, you'd help them to compensate for the weakness, help them to strengthen that ability to compensate for that weakness. Okay, help them with the system. Okay, I put this thing on the wall. And let's get in the habit of putting our keys on this hook every day. I'll help you with it. And we'll get into the habit of doing it. And so hopefully you won't lose your keys. Okay, so you've helped create a system. You got to get them to buy into it. Let's come up with a system so that you don't lose your keys. I got this idea. It might work, right? Whatever it might be. Being loyal means never saying anything that may shame or make your mate shame your mate in private or public. Ooh, that's a biggie, isn't it? That's respect. Isn't that respect? Loyalty is built on respect for each other. Well, she told me she told someone she was sick and when she didn't feel like entertaining. Though this is a small offense, when it is revealed to others, it is shaming and disloyal. Did you get the quote, how you would shame somebody when she didn't feel like entertaining? It's kind of like, just telling about somebody's feelings or emotions and showing disloyalty to them. Don't shame them. Don't reveal sometimes the things that you don't need to reveal about a person. Show loyalty. Being loyal means keeping confidences without fail. Any information that is private or labeled as secret must be vigilantly guarded as such. Telling just one another person means it will be told to one person at a time. It is your partner's secret, right? It may not be shared with anyone. So if somebody says, your partner tells you a secret, really don't share this with anybody, please. And you go tell even neither another relative, a sibling, a parent. What have you done? You've been disloyal. You've been unfaithful to that person. because they asked you. They trusted you not to share a secret. You might not think it's a big deal, but it is a big deal. Because every time you do that and it comes back to them, it tears down the loyalty between two people. They stop trusting you to share things. And you need that intimacy in a relationship, don't you? You need that ability to share secrets with each other in whatever relationship it is. It could even be at work, right? Don't share this with the rest of the office, but I need to tell you something. And then you go blab it to the whole office. You've broken down the loyalty between you and your worker or your boss. It's very important. Being loyal means siding with your partner, even when you think he or she may be partially at fault. When your mate tells you about difficulties at work with a colleague or supervisor, it is imperative that you affirm your mate's frustrations, empathize with his feelings or her feelings, and refrain from saying, "Your boss just wants you to work harder." But so the siding with them is confirming their feelings, understanding their feelings, understanding, having empathy for their feelings, and not contradict their feelings. If they're telling you, "I feel really frustrated about work and I feel like I'm having difficulties with the person," well, you're just being overly sensitive, right? That's disloyal. It's more or less, "I can understand your frustrations. I can sense your feelings and frustrations. What are you going to do about it? How are you going to deal with this situation?" Okay, let's move on to the next point. I'm just, much time we have left. I'm having fun with these today because this is really important stuff. Loyalty, creating loyalty in a relationship, and whatever the relationship is really important. Okay, next point. I'm just going to skip through a couple of these. Okay, being loyal means not speaking disparagingly about your spouse to others. You may share your frustrations with a close confidant without blaming your spouse. "I feel so frustrated when he comes home and is too tired to help with the kids or homework." This is complaining about denigrating the mate. So, not speaking disparagingly about your mate to others. Feeling frustrated, that's your feeling. That's your feeling. "I'm frustrated because he comes home late." It's not speaking about him in a negative way. And some people could interpret it that way, but it's not. Think about it. Think about it. Think about the difference between my feelings. "And I think that person's a jerk. My feeling about this person is a jerk. I really dislike this person. I really dislike them for that." Where are you pointing the finger at yourself, or are you pointing your finger at them? Okay, I think we're just about out. No, we got about a minute. Got a minute and a half. Now, tomorrow's show, I'm not sure what we'll do. I think we'll go back into more of a traditional show that I normally would talk about, but I really wanted to get into this topic about loyalty. And speaking of loyalty between whoever it might be, but I think the macro, micro level, even loyalty in relationships with the animal kingdom is so important. And how that they develop relationships and loyalty to us by our attitude and how we treat them. And there's so many examples in society of how that takes place, how extending love, extending compassion, extending empathy towards other life forms, how it benefits them and how it benefits us, and how they reflect that back to us with their loyalty towards us. But in relationships, we do the same thing, right? Always. Well, have a beautiful day. Now, let me go back over what I do as an intuitive performance coach. If there's something missing in your life, if there's something that you need to develop and grow on to feel that you're accomplishing what you need to accomplish, you're reaching your goals in life, that's my job, is to help you through spirit. I'm always doing this with the guidance of my spirit teachers. to help you get there. So contact me. Let's talk about it. Okay, I love you guys. It's been fun. So have a beautiful evening. Bye.